This is Culture Communication and Brand Moments with Shelby Joe Long, the show that takes you around the world to share interviews with some of the most successful and relevant people on the planet, hear their stories, and get the most important business lessons they have learned on their road to success, and get exclusive advice on how to implement their success into your life and business. Culture Communication and Brand Moments is brought to you by the Strategic Advisor Board and your host, Shelby Joe Long.
Good morning, Shelby Joe Long here with the Genius Entrepreneur Podcast. I love this podcast because I have the opportunity to explore the stories of individuals that have created businesses out of their genius, and they're living a life of their passion and that are giving back to the community. And it's incredible to be able to do that and to introduce these stories to the world. My life was kind of changed a couple months ago when I met Catherine Bell through Julie Ducharme. And we're going to talk about that today because there's such a synergy in what we do and the passion we have to give back to the community, and also the passion we have to provide this community for women that is going to just transform the way we all operate in business and the way we all operate in life. A little bit of background about me. I am a former professor, still teach, but I'm also a business consultant, have been in a male-dominated environment all of my life between my career and my academics and in business, and understand the feelings that when you're a woman in business, sometimes it's pretty lonely, and you have the tug of the family and the tug of all the home responsibilities and everything you do for business. And it's really great to be around a group of women to do that. That's why Julie and I connected so well when we met a year ago and our businesses started to align. But then I want to introduce Catherine Bell. Catherine Bell is pretty amazing because she has multiple businesses of her own. She's a leader in her field, and she has this desire to put together this group called the Queens of the Roundtable. And we're here to talk about that today and what that can do for you and your lifestyle. Catherine, welcome. And I would love for you to introduce and tell your story to the audience.
I love it. Well, thank you for having me as your guest. And my life changed too when I met you ladies. It just like exploded inside of what's possible when a group of women actually get together and collaborate and just have the same heart and the same connection to make that difference in the world that I believe that just who women naturally are, right? Like we build families, we build communities. It's what we do. We create. And when we come together and do that together, it's like magnified, which is extraordinary. So a little bit about my background, about why this matters so much to me. I'm actually Canadian, and I was born to a teenage mother. And I was in and out of more homes than you could possibly count, and ended up going to 13 different schools and didn't learn to read till I was in the eighth grade. But I got straight A's because I learned very quickly how to be resourceful and how to get the right answer, because they didn't want you to think. They just wanted to get the right answer, and that I could do. And inside of like having to navigate through all those families and schools and be resourceful, it was freaking lonely. I ended up getting my younger brothers adopted. And then when I was 16, I was going down a horrible trajectory in my life. And I ended up actually getting myself adopted. And because I knew that if something didn't change, the probable predictable future of my life was like not going to be good. And so having a family was everything. And somehow intuitively, I knew that probably being out of, in and out of so many homes. And so when I was adopted, it allowed me to graduate, go on to college. I ended up going on from there and traveling the world. And then met my husband, my late husband, and we got married in 2001, which brought me to the United States. He's American. And so I came to this country with nothing at 26. And by the time I was 30, I was a multimillionaire because we took his dream and we turned it into a multimillion dollar company. And I look back at like, how did I do that? I had some really extraordinary business coaches who are all women. Women, you know, coming alongside of me and helping me develop me to the point of, you know, I was able to create these companies and do what I was able to do. And then discovered we couldn't have babies. And that's when we ended up adopting our twins out of the foster care system. They were 4 months old when we got them, and got a baby boy and a baby girl. They look just like me. You can't actually tell that they're adopted until I say something. And I feel like that was God's gift, you know, to me. And then super happy to be a stay-at-home mom, which was amazing. And everywhere I went, I always just built communities and relationships around me with other women. Because again, it's like there's just that deep yearning to be connected, to be known, loved, gotten. So, you know, I was part of the Twins Club, a part, like it was just always a part of something. And then my husband got really, really sick when my twins were about, I want to say they were kindergarten, first grade, which forced me to actually have to go back to work to provide for our family. And so at the time I was pretty upset about it because I love being a stay-at-home mom. I feel like these babies were given to me and I took it very seriously. And so I went back to work and I was working like 80 hours a week, and it was exhausting. So I was working all the time and then coming home and having to take care of my kids, take care of my sick husband. I mean, it was exhausting. I was like, there's got to be a better way. And so that's when, you know, I understood the principle that the average millionaire has seven streams of passive income. And when we understand that, that it truly is like your earned income is meant to buy assets that provide passive income, and your passive income pays for your lifestyle. And so, you know, I was like, there's got to be a better way. I didn't see any way out of not working because, you know, who knows if my husband was going to get better. And so I started, you know, into real estate investing and started doing the buy and hold with, you know, tenants and toilets. Turns out I didn't like that. Then I did some wholesaling, and, you know, then I ended up creating out of conversations with women, because other women wanted to learn how to create passive streams of income because they were working and going through the same thing I was, which was, you know, working insane hours, going home and taking care of the family, the home, all that, and just like this insane hamster wheel. So that's when I ended up running a program called the Flipping Females here in Arizona.
Love that.
And teaching women how to invest, but more importantly, how to put teams together so that we could make this happen. And I partnered with all the women on this, and we flipped about 500 properties here in the Phoenix Valley, and it was a ton of fun. So it was like, yes, we were flipping properties and doing all that, but you know, we had women, wine, cheese, and chocolate events, so we could come together.
Can't wait to bring those back.
Mm-hmm. Right? Big feather, pink boas. I still have them. And it was amazing, you know, creating just this level of understanding for women to understand that all the skills that it takes for us to be really great wives and great moms and sisters, lovers, friends, like all of it, and to create these well-rounded human beings, you know, to send them out into the world to become productive, contributing members to society. It's the exact same skills that it takes to be a brilliant investor and a business owner. So we call it SRA, same rules apply, right? And so when we take those same skills and now we map them over here, we can have an extraordinary result because of that, because women are whole brain thinkers. And they've done studies on that, that women are brilliant investors. And companies actually do far better when there are women on boards of directors than companies who don't have women on boards of directors. So anyway, that's a whole other soapbox. Fast forward, my husband ends up dying unexpectedly in 2018, leaving me a widow and a single mom. And I was devastated emotionally. It was horrific. My twins were 14. But the thing that saved us was I had at that point created 13 streams of passive income for our family. And it was because of that, that that allowed me breathing room to take a year off and figure out what in the world I was going to do. At the time, I had a hedge fund. I had several other companies, but I got really clear, like what mattered to me. And at the end of the day, it's like tomorrow isn't guaranteed. And if I'm going to do something, it's going to absolutely matter. And so I ended up shutting down all the things that at the end of the day didn't matter. And I formed my company, Titan Impact Group. And we focus on that we leave every person, property, and community better than we found them. So I still partner with women. And men to, teaching them, and more importantly, like we put together the deals and the team so that now they are taking their earned income. Their earned income is going into these deals with us so that now they have passive streams of income. So only I'm doing it in a way that it doesn't take any more time and energy from them. We're just showing them how to make their money work harder for them than they work for it. And then out of that, I ended up sharing my story publicly for the first time in January and going on to speak on 18 different platforms, you know, in the same year. And every single time I got off stage, what happened was I had very, very successful, very powerful, accomplished women come up to me and literally like break down, like crying at these events, sharing with me how incredibly alone they feel in these very male dominated spaces. Like, yes, they've reached this level of success, but you can have success, but if you feel completely alone, what the heck is that all of it for anyway? Right. And I think one of the worst things for a woman to feel is alone, because we are, I don't want to say creatures, but like we are being multidimensional beings that seek connection. Like at our cellular level, we're always seeking to connect and to create. And so that was my biggest thing. I've always, I don't know, had this amazing ability of creating these amazing friendships with women where they've lasted like a lifetime, and they're deep and intimate and meaningful and loving and bring a level of accountability and rigor and pushing each other to be better, to create. And so the more I talked to women about this, the more I heard this like deep, deep, deep yearning that other women wanted this too. And so I was like, okay. And so I started talking to more women, and that's how Queens of the Roundtable ended up coming to be formed, was literally answering the call of women having that deep yearning to be connected to other very powerful women. Because the other thing I heard from women is, like me, I didn't relate to the PTA moms or the soccer moms. Like, I'm so much more than that. And if I talk to them about the investing or the businesses I was building, or the, I have a nonprofit that focuses on that, there's over 500,000 children in the U.S. foster care system. 350,000 of those children are available for adoption today. And I focus on getting them adopted. Again, who's going to relate to all of this, right? Being a mom, a wife, like an investor, a business owner, a nonprofit, like all of it, because that's who I am and that's the game I play. And the other piece that I hear from a lot of women is that, like, not having permission to let their light shine. Like, that's the other piece, because how many times have we all been told, like, you intimidate me? Like, oh my gosh, no, stop that. Like, I'm not here to intimidate you. I'm here to shine a light so that you are given permission to let your light shine, honey, brighter than bright, and make the impact and the difference that you're here to make in the world. And so that's what the Queens of the Roundtable is. It's like pulling, you know, pulling that out of you and drawing forth like the extraordinary, incredible, extraordinary woman that you are, and make the difference and the impact that you're here to make, and be celebrated and loved and connected and supported in every way. So anyway, I've been talking about the whole thing, but it all matters, right? We've all gone through stuff and we don't need to do it alone. That's my point.
Absolutely. And we can do it with our pink feather boas on, right?
Right.
Be who we are and be authentic to ourselves and with our scepter and our crown. Exactly.
Crowns.
With Catherine, when we met and I have been involved. I've been a business partner of Julie's for about this past year, and I've spoken at a lot of her events. And we have put together this program called Authentic Genius. Be your authentic genius and
yes,
introduce that into the marketplace, introduce that into the world. So Julie, I want you to talk about your experience. Your experience is similar to this too, and how we're kind of putting all this together in this amazing group where we can access all of these different things and elevate women and this group of women to this level that we don't even know where it's going to go yet. So yeah. Julie, tell your story.
And sorry, ladies, I'm not wearing my pink tutu right now. It's early in the morning. I'm being my authentic self because I just got my kids out the door, especially my child that doesn't like to wake up in the morning. So this
it
is me.
What it is.
This is me in the mornings. I need more coffee. So just like Catherine and Shelby, I had a really, I definitely felt it. I went into the industry at a young age. I'm an overachiever. And so I was playing pro sports. I came back from playing pro sports. I started coaching. They wanted me to teach at the college. I was 23 at the time. So imagine getting a professor who's 23 teaching you. I dealt with a lot of, you know, everything from you're too young, you're not smart enough, you probably slept your way to the top. And I was the only female teaching in the business division at the college. So that's why everyone thought I possibly slept my way in there. So I did that, you know, became a dean, a president. Still faced a lot of stuff. I'd go to hire people and they'd go, "You're a woman. I thought Dr. Ducharme was a guy. I can't work for you." So I'd have people say that to me. I'd have people come in and go, "I can't work for you. I'm older than you." So there was a lot of loneliness and there wasn't any women in there. You know, I was the only female dean. I was the only female chair. I was the only female president. And when I moved in those positions, the few other women that were in there were vicious towards me. They attacked me. They tried to make my character look bad. I remember thinking naively when like, oh, these other women are here. Finally, like we're going to have the superpower. It's going to be great. And I ended up having to rely on my male colleagues to actually support me. And so I finally left those positions because they were incredibly toxic. My hair was falling out. I was maybe only 29 at the time. I was very young for all those positions. And my doctor was one who was like, "You're going to have a heart attack. Like your blood pressure's through the roof. This is crazy. You're an athlete. You're in great shape. You shouldn't be there." So I had two toddlers running around and I was like, how the heck do I get out of this? How do I still provide for my family? Everyone's going to think I'm a failure. Excuse me. Because I'm leaving this big position that I got, they're all going to think I couldn't cut it. And that's when I was, and I remember going into this one woman who was higher level than me and saying like, "Listen, I just want to work with you. Like, I want to make you look good. Like, how do we make this work?" And she was just like, "You know, see my degrees? Well, that's all you need to know," which I was confused because I had more degrees than her. So I was like, okay. And I really, really tried to make this relationship work. So I finally left that. And really like at 30 years old, I was having like a midlife crisis because I was like, who am I? I don't have this big job anymore, you know? And I had one woman mentor who, was really wonderful. And she said, "You know, Julie, you've been messing around with these businesses. Go make those businesses big. You can make money doing that." And I was like, "Wait, you think I can make money with my own businesses?" And she was like, "Yeah." And like, no one had told me that. Everyone was like, "Women don't do business." When I applied for business jobs as well, I had a guy who said to me, and you guys are going to won't believe this, but he said, "Honey, the English department's down the hall." I was there for a business teaching interview. And he told me to go walk down the hall because that's where the English department was. So I had a bit of a like that. So I tell all of that just to share that, you know, I was really pushed to the point of like, why do I not have a female mentor? Like, why are we so vicious towards each other? Why is it that I'm getting more help from my male counterparts than I am the women? So when I left those jobs and I started my own companies, I just was like, call me crazy, but I think that we need to find a way to fill the gap so women can work together. And I pulled a couple of dear girlfriends together and I said, I have this idea. What if we got a platform and allowed women to really tell their true story? And we actually got to see who they really were. You know, I think that might break down the barriers. I think people might start to realize that we're not as different as we think we are. Like both, you know, Shelby and Catherine, you've said we're lonely. Life is tough. Many of us are juggling kids. Many of us may be juggling bad relationships, you know, issues with family, like all of that's happening. And I wrote an article that, you know, all the case studies show women do 90% of all the duties for the house. Even if you have a wonderful supportive husband, we do 90% of it. So we bear the burden much more than anyone else. And so, but none of us want to say anything because society says that we should look perfect. Have you watched the commercials with the White House with a perfectly clean kids. There's not a single stain. Everyone looks amazing, beautiful, and put together. That is like every commercial that comes on TV, right? And so every woman's going, well, I have to look like that. So I can't tell anyone I'm crying in the shower, or I'm dealing with depression or anxiety, or that my work is horrible, or I feel completely insecure about myself, or that I have body issues, right? Like no one wants to talk about that. So the whole idea of She Talks was, what if we came together and we talked about that? And we were just vulnerable and we were just honest. So we did that, and women like who would never ever talk to each other, who would never be in the same room together, were sitting down, talking, hugging, crying, realizing that they weren't so different after all. And so that was really my passion and vision for that. And I like to tell the story just so people see my motivation behind it, because I think that when people hear what I was dealing with, they find similarities. And so with She Talks, which it resonates with everything that Catherine and Shelby are wanting to do as well, is we create a platform for women to come and tell their stories and just be honest and true and real, which then in turn creates amazing networking and it creates new relationships. It creates this sisterhood because we now have a bond where we're resonating with each other. We're going, wow, you know, and like you, Catherine, very often, you know, I'm a tall 6-foot woman. I walk into a room, I get told, you intimidate me. You're
Right.
scary. Now I'm a former volleyball player, so of course I'm going to intimidate you when I walk into a room. That was my job.
Right.
Very often I get women who just like right away, I don't want to talk to you. You look
Yeah.
intimidating, scary. And I'm like, literally, I'm like a big.
Well, rather than you giving them permission to let their light shine.
Yep.
Right.
And as soon as people meet me, I had a woman the other day, she goes, you know, I was on your website and I was like kind of intimidated to talk to you. But now I'm talking to you and you're like the most down-to-earth person ever. And I'm like, yeah, like I am.
Right,
So
right.
I mean, and that's what She Talks happened about 8 years ago. So, and then it just grew because the first conference we did, there was 100 women. We were kind of like, oh, we thought there'd be 20, right? And then we got sponsored by University of San Diego and 250 women showed up. And I said to my friends, I think we're onto something. Like I think, and then we started getting calls from barrier breakers, celebrities, you know, professional athletes who just called them and be like, I love what you're doing. Can I come? And I'd be like, well, yeah, of course you can come. You know, I'll come and speak for at no cost. What? And so that kind of started evolving. So we have this network now of, you know, stay-at-home moms who created multi-million-dollar businesses to celebrities to barrier breakers, but they're all in this group and they're just there for the sisterhood, right? And that's really why Queens resonates so much with me, is bringing in an even tighter group of women who are working in certain industries, which is what She Talks is now trying to do. We're bringing together women in tech, women inventors, you know, all of that, to really take it to the next level. You know, my favorite part of this is the philanthropy piece that we talk about with the United Nations, getting involved with the G100. But a lot of us live in like the United States bubble, and we forget sometimes that if we step outside of that to other countries, there's some pretty phenomenal women and phenomenal people and phenomenal ideas that we could use to help solve the problems, not just here in the US, but globally. And so I really like that aspect because She Talks has not done anything global, but Queens is looking at doing that global work. And I really, really like that.
Yep. Catherine, I
I
know
love
you
it.
have to go to an investor meeting. So, is there anything you want to say? Julie and I can finish up the discussion of the Queens and what we have planned in the upcoming months, but I just want to make sure that you get your last thoughts in before you go to your investor meeting. So, if you're looking to let your light shine and you want to be connected and surrounded to the most extraordinary women that are going to elevate you to the next level and you them, this is the place for you. You're welcome here. We want you here. Come and play with us. Yes.
Come and play with us. And it's a safe space to do it. We're all doing the same
Exactly.
thing. So, well, we're
Yeah.
not doing the same thing, but we're in the same space. So
Yes.
I am
I love
thrilled.
you, ladies. Thank you. I've got to jump, take care of my investor, but this is exciting. This is just the beginning. We're going to have fun.
Yeah. We are
Thank
gonna
you.
see you, Catherine.
Okay, bye, love.
I think it's such an important thing to recognize how that Catherine's passion for the Queens. I feel that Julie and I share that same passion, and we want to elevate the brands of women in the marketplace, but also we want to help bring this camaraderie together And who knows where it's going to take us? After a year of the Queens, we're going to be at a totally different space. So I think we'll just kind of finish up the podcast and talk about what we have coming up. Because of this synergy of the Queens of the Roundtable group that we're putting together and the other groups that we have involved with the two and the connection with She Talks, there's really a nice ability to put all of those things together and make it just this conglomerate of business building and networking and support for each other. And there's a few things coming up. And Julie, I'll have you talk about the She Talks events. But I know that for the Queens of the Roundtable about how we're going to put the group together, it's going to be a monthly mastermind session, Zoom session, where we can all be a part of that. And we will have different topics in the mastermind sessions. We'll move from telling your story to how we grow our skills, to how we network in our business, to how we step into philanthropy and step into our power and really make a difference in the marketplace. So that's what the mastermind sessions will be all about. But then we have a few live events planned. We'll have an event planned. There's quite a few in Arizona. We'll have a live event in Arizona. We have an event planned in Cancun that's coming up in June. And then we have the New York trip that's happening in the fall. But all of those events are around the same thing. We're binding together as this collaboration to be able to make the biggest impact that we can. But Julie, why don't you talk about the She Talks events that are kind of the bedrock of these interactions, because that's where people can really start telling their story.
Yeah, it's a great place to dip your toe in the water if you're not sure about the Queens program or our Princess program. You can meet the amazing women there. It's not a huge financial commitment. It's really just more of a commitment for yourself to give yourself an opportunity to take a day to be empowered and to learn and to meet women. And so with our She Talks one, if you're a She Talks member, which you can go to locals.com, type in She Talks, it'll pop up. It's $5 a month. It's going to give you the ability to meet with thousands of women as we're adding in an additional 10,000 women over the next 2 weeks. So it's really exciting. And so you can go in there and get all info. You can also go to leadempowerher.com. And if you go to tour dates and locations, that's going to give you upcoming events. So April 27th and 28th, we have our Women's Inventor Conference. This is really unique because there are very few of these like anywhere in the world. And so we've brought together some really amazing industry experts to, if you're remotely interested in being an inventor or understanding invention, or you are an inventor and you're not getting anywhere, this is a great place to be. And so we're going to have a conference and a pitch conference. So if you go to leadempowerher.com, click on that tours page, you can look and see if you have a product to pitch, you could win money for that. So this is the kind of second time we've done a pitch contest, and this is for specifically women inventors. We also have our Women in Aviation event, which even if you're not in aviation, ladies, this is in Gilbert, Arizona. It's going to be May 18th. You should still come. The speaker lineup is so amazing. It literally took me a year to get these women all together on the same page, because that's just how huge they are in the industry. And we have some women like Vernice Flygirl, the first African-American female combat pilot, Dr. Kameen Samuels. She's the first African-American pilot for the Navy. We have Michelle Curran, who's a Thunderbird pilot. She does all those crazy things, flying up in the air, upside down, backwards. We have Grace Green, who is also a helicopter pilot in the military for the Marines, I believe, and now big CEO of her company in Alaska. And then we've got even some more women coming in that do some really amazing things. And so obviously we want to encourage and inspire women in aviation, but I'm telling you should just hop in on that, because that lineup right there of women, we never get that lineup women together in one spot ever. So that's a great event. And then if you want to just have fun, like you just want to come and have a fun event, then our Great Gatsby Gala is happening in Coronado, California on May 25th. And that's literally like old cars, fun pictures, dress up in your Great Gatsby outfit, entertainment. There's a silent auction. It's all just to raise funds for our nonprofit and support our Women Veterans Program, Combat Boots to Heels. So it's just going to be a really fun night. I don't know about you guys, but I love getting a chance to dress up and go do something fun, especially as a mom. I'm always in like workout clothes and going to sports games. And so it's a night to just really enjoy and really celebrate women. You know, how often do we get to come together and just celebrate women? And then we're adding some more in. We're going to be adding one in Denver, Colorado, right, Shelby? And we're going to add another one in Arizona. And I think we've got another three or four that are going to get added very soon. So
One in Montana, I'll tell you that much.
you need to do one in Montana when it's not snowing.
Right.
Summer. We need to start.
Summertime.
Is that like a loaded question? Because isn't it always snowing somewhere in Montana?
It probably is. Yes, but fall is usually pretty good.
There we go.
So,
Fall. So, and then we have our Authentic Genius program. Do we want to talk about
yeah. Yeah, we combined our efforts with Julie's marketing company and the speaking opportunities that we have and the brand development coaching, leaving a legacy with your nonprofit, whatever that is. We, Julie and I, combined our efforts to help elevate the brands of women in the marketplace through a series of marketing and PR and a few publications and magazine features. There's a way that you can make your brand more visible and a way that you can get out of obscurity so people can hear what you're saying and see all the incredible things that you're doing. And we wanted to provide this opportunity for women to be able to just explode their brand and to really make an impact. And we have that affiliated with this Queens program too, because they might sell the real estate, or we might have a business consulting business, but we're a person and we have to build our personal brand around that. And that's what we found was so important with that. So all of these just incredible opportunities and incredible forces combining together to provide the space for women to be able to really make an impact in the business world and in their own lives.
And
They
if I
can
can
see.
just say, a lot of times as women, we put ourselves last. I know I've done it, and many do. And a lot of times we don't think we're worthy of having a brand about ourselves. We put it into our business, we put it into our kids, our family. And one of the frustrations, Shelby, I know I always have on this program is we meet these amazing women, and then they don't want to invest in themselves. And a while back, I decided to invest in myself and my brand, and it dramatically changed my business. It created conversations. We always have the talk about you'll see me in a tutu, and there's a story behind that. And then that tutu became popular, so then I ended up having to wear it everywhere, which I really didn't want to, but it was part of my brand. And it really brought for me some freedom and some confidence to be able to get out there, do photo shoots, speak, talk about me, which we don't normally do, and really start to understand like my self-worth as a person. So I just want to say, like, if you're thinking like, how do I always have people go, how do I do what you do? I'm like, well, you can't do what I do because that's me, but we can help you figure out what you do. What's your brand? What's your mission? What's your vision? What's your passion? What is that you want to leave? What's the legacy that you want to leave? So I just want to put that out there because I see that happen every day. Shelby doesn't. We're like, this woman's amazing. Like, we need to get you into the program. And they're like, well, maybe next year. I got stuff to do, right? And so I know I'm kind of ragging on you ladies, but like, really, I mean, I think we have to start picking each other up and saying, like, listen, you need to get out there. You have a story. You're an amazing person. And we need to put that out there. So I just want to put that out there because, ladies, I'm giving you a hard time, but we don't do this enough for ourselves. And I think we need to push each other to really tell our stories. I mean, we just met a woman the other day who has a great story. And we're like, do you ever tell anyone that? And she's like, no. I'm like, what? What? So, anyways, that's my little standing on my stool, hollering at you ladies to get out there.
And what's the opportunity cost of not doing it?
Right. Absolutely. How
I
many
mean,
of you
look
guys?
at Catherine's story. Catherine's story, she told her story a year ago in January, and then she was on 18 stages. That could be you. That could be your brand. You could 10x your income this year to be able to do that and to be in this group of women of investors and very successful business women that why not? Life is too short. That's what I say.
Yep, absolutely. And we've lived it, so we know it. And now we're living not fearful, but just going after it. Because what's the worst thing that happens? We fail. Well, I've already done that, so I'm not even worried about it.
Get up and do it again.
Could have been do it again.
Yes. Well, I think that we have given our audience a very clear picture of the Queens of the Round Table, authentic genius, and she talks just as the opportunities for women. We're not trying to exclude men, but we can tackle men's brands in the next podcast. But what we the community that we want to create is really a revolutionary way that we can connect and to be with each other and to elevate our business all at the same time. So I will make sure that we have all of the links in the show notes so we can access everything. But we really, this is a call to you women out there and you successful business women out there. You don't have to do it alone. There's ways that you can interact and elevate your business that we've been there. We've been in many different phases, so let's do it together and create something incredible. That's my call.
Yes. Amen.
So thank you, Julie and Catherine, for joining me for the discussion of the Queens of the Roundtable. And we look forward to launching this here in the next month. And let's go to Mexico and enjoy this in June. So
Ooh,
we'll see
yeah.
you next time.
Thanks for listening to Culture, Communication, and Brand Moments with your host, Shelby Jo Long. Please leave your feedback and visit strategicadvisorboard.com to get the latest and greatest business advisement on the planet. Follow us on social media for updates, and we will see you on the next episode.